For the right gate gets confusing when you compare gauges. Choosing a gate by weight rather than gauge gives you a clearer picture of strength. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
Steel gates come in all sizes on the farm. Finding the right one for your needs isn't always easy with so many factors to consider. Todd Harn is the plant manager of Tartar Tube with the Tartar Gate Company. He says when shopping for a steel gate, you have to know what you will be using it for, especially when animals are involved.
In crowding situations where you're going to have animals confined to small spaces, you don't want an economy gate there. That's a common problem that people have. They'll buy the cheapest gate on the market and then try to funnel all their cattle down into this little alley, and then the cattle either try to jump the gate or too many of them crowd in too tight of a spot. They'll actually just bust through the gate and end up escaping.
Basically, the heavier the gate, the more durable it is. Most gates are sold by gauge, and the lower the gauge number, the thicker the steel. However, Harn says he has found that different suppliers of tubing have different weights for the same gauge. Harn recommends consumers buy a gate according to its weight rather than the gauge.
If an end user will just go and actually check how many pounds that gate weighs compared to another gate of the same size, which gate is the heaviest would determine which one is going to be run out of the thicker steel. And also, customers need to realize that each gauge range covers a wide variance.
Remember that you don't need the heaviest gate possible everywhere on your farm. For example, a gate at the back of the hayfield doesn't require the same toughness as a horse corral. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about gate weight at agriculture.com.